because the update ones. And there's two that I want to look at.
Is this from one of the zip files?
No, it's on...
I wasn't here on Tuesday.
That's okay, I didn't do it on Tuesday.
Oh,
okay. Yep, I think so. I'm just going to find them now. There we go. Yeah, update function PHP data.
Okay, the ones we looked at Tuesday was the function group PHP. This time we're looking at the update function.
And the first one I'm going to look at is the 1A. Okay. Now, I got to tell you, these I tried to be good and put the curly braces out to the side. I spent about an hour tracking down a curly brace problem. When I put my curly braces the way I put my curly braces, I usually don't have to spend an hour tracking them down. But I had one curly brace missing, and it took me forever. So I tried to do it the right way, and I've decided that I like the wrong way better. But anyway, what these are more interactive. So let me try to get it up so you can see it. In this one, I've actually got two pages, but they're all written within one page. Okay? But it's the one page brings up the two different pages. And so what I've got is I'm asking what the drive number that I'm interested in dealing with is, and then when I get to the next page, I'll ask what I want to do with it. Okay, so when we looked at maintenance before, I was doing it more with an HTML page where I was collecting data. Okay, this time I'm using a PHP page to collect data. Okay, so this is a PHP page as opposed to an HTML page. But the big difference is that it's all within one page. So if you look at my code, I actually have all of this is written within one page. Okay, so it's all written within one page. And so I am bringing up this, which is a portion of the page that's called Record Update 1A. Okay, And when I hit, I'm going to say I want to enter drive number 200. And when I submit the query, notice it's still on the same page. Okay, so I'm all doing all of this within one page. So the page comes up, and I can either update or cancel. So let's say I change this to 200 as my contribution, and I click on update, and I click on process, and it comes back and tells me that that record has been updated and asks me for another drive number. And again, this is all on the same page. So I now put in 200 to go and look at it, and you can see, and I should have taken a picture of that, and you can see that it has been updated. Okay, this used to have 101 or something, and then now it's got 200. Okay, so it got updated. And then if I want to change this and make it 250, and I click on update and click on process, it tells me it's been updated. And again, if I want to check it, I can put the 200 back in, and it's now up to 250. And if I have nothing to do, I can hit the cancel and process, and it just goes back and gives me the ID. So it's all happening within one page, and it's reasonably interactive. Instead of having to gather the information that I'm changing, okay, I'm letting, and then, okay. One way of doing maintenance is to gather the information and then have an if statement that makes the changes. Okay, here I am bringing up what is on the file, and the user can go in and change things, except for the drive ID. Okay, so the user can go in and change something. The general rule in maintenance is an ID is permanent, and you don't change an ID. If you do want to change an ID, you delete the old record and you add in a new record with the new ID, as opposed to changing the ID. Okay, so this is all written on one page. Now, the only thing I did in this particular program was an update. And then I've got a program after this that we'll look at that does all three. Yeah?
Are there any rare moments where you would need to change the ID?
I'm sure that somebody can come up with an idea of why they think it's okay. The general rule is you don't touch the ID because that's your number. So if we go in and change your ID at the college, you've lost all your history. You know, because your history is all tied to your old ID. And good practice is you didn't. Are there people that do bad practice? Absolutely, they're all over the place. But good practice is that you don't change your ID. Okay, now, when you're coming in, the big thing that you have to look at, actually, I don't have that. The big thing that you have to look at is the recognition that when I start a program, it could be the first time or it could be a follow-up. And we saw that in the binary hex one that I did. There are a couple of ways to do it. IsSet is one of them. And IsSet checks to see if something is set. And so that's the one I used here. I think I used a slightly different one in the hex one. So I'm saying, is the drive number set? Okay. So is there a drive number? And I'm checking in two ways. If the drive number has not been set or if it's been touched but is equal to spaces, I'm going to first page. So when I come down to first page, And I saw this technique used in a couple of things that I've read recently about where they actually kind of set up a whole page there. They actually put the HTML, the doc type, and everything else in there and make it a whole HTML page. You don't have to do that, but I just wanted to play with it. As I said, I ended up, when I was out sick last week, deciding to play with some stuff. And that was one of the things that I played with, was putting that in and making it look much more like a web page. So this has all of the information in it, and I put it inside a here doc, which kind of kept it all together. The important thing there is that there is a place where they can enter the ID and a button which they can hit submit. Okay? So that is the page that is putting up. So if I hit cancel, that's putting up this page. Okay? So it's saying record update. It's coming out with, come on, you can do it. So that's the page that I'm doing it on. And I have the Enter Drive ID there that you can see. It says Enter Drive ID. I have a place for the ID to come in. And I have the submit button. Okay? So, this is my first page. And so I do that, and I hit the submit. Now, what happens is the submit reloads the page. And we talked about on the form, you could have an action. And if you had an action, you would be putting this page name, because you want to reload the page. But if you don't put an action there, it will reload the page. So in this one, I left out the action. In some of them, I put the action, and some of them, I don't. But this one, I left out the action. Okay, so now it comes in and reloads the page, and now drive number has something in it. So it comes down here to the LZIF, okay? Because drive number is not empty, or it's not been active in it, and it's not equal to a single space. So it comes down to this LZIF. Okay. So now I am asking about the action and the drive ID. Okay, so I am asking about what action they want to take, and if that action is set, and we'll see where the action comes in a minute. It comes in down below where I have the action on the radio button to hit the confirm on the update. So I am saying the action has been set, and I'm going in and I'm saying the drive number, I'm including the password, and I'm now selecting the record that matched with that drive. Okay? I'm sorry, the action was not set. I think I said that backwards. So I am doing a select, and I'm pulling up the record that matched. And then I'm saying if the result is greater than zero, meaning I found a match, then I'm taking the stuff from the table and I'm putting it into work areas. So I'm taking that stuff and putting it into work areas. Okay, so at this point, I am taking and putting all of these things that were out on the table into work areas. So I'm bringing it in to a work area. And then I drop down and I put it out onto the page. So the first step was putting it into a work area, then I put it on the page. And again, I played around with this idea of putting the whole doc type and everything else in there. That's not required. I just played around with that. I could have just started with the H1 record update, which I wanted to put out there. Okay, so now I'm taking the values. They came from the farm into work areas. Now they're going from work areas up onto another, I'm sorry, I said that badly. They're coming from the record, I think I said farm. They're coming from the record. They're being put into work areas. And now we're taking the things in the work areas and putting it up on the farm. Okay? So what this is doing is filling the form that the user has. This is filling the form. So I have to get the ID. I retrieve the record using that ID. I take the information on the record and I make it into drive number, drive name, drive chair, last year, this year. So I put it into work areas. Then I drop down here, and I have a form that I'm setting up, and I make the value, the content that I just took from the record. Okay, so I'm starting out. This is the record, which has the data on it. These are the work areas. This is the form on the screen. So that's the form on the screen. And I'm now taking and saying drive number is going to go to that place on the form. Drive name is going to go to that place on the form. Drive chair is going to go to that. And I filled it in so it looks like this. Okay. So now the user can go ahead and make changes to it. So I can come in here. And I can change, and I've got the ink layer going on, so I can't do anything. Okay, so I close the ink layer, and now I can. So I'm going to change this and make it 100, okay, so I can make changes. If I want to make Ann Smith, Ann M. Smith, I can go in and I can make changes to this form. And then I can say, okay, now I want to update. So I click update. If I want to cancel, I realize I really didn't want to change this, I can cancel out. But I hit process and it reloads the page. Now what it does when it reloads the page is it keeps the drive number. It's a hidden field and it keeps the drive number. Okay. So this hidden field means that when I process and reload the page, I am going to have the drive number. And then I drop down and I actually write it out. So I set up the update and actually write it out. So this actually does the update. Is a change, and I set the drive name equal to the drive name, the drive chair equal to the drive chair. Notice I did not change the ID when I did the update. Okay, so the ID does not get changed. I just go ahead and update it. Okay, so this is one way to do an update. And it's a more interactive way because when that form comes up on the screen, I get to enter the data in. So I say if I want 100 again, there are the changes. Ann is Ann M. Smith. I've made the changes. If I want to update again, I can come up here and change as many of these things as I want. Then click the process button and it will do the update. Okay. So I'm taking the information from the record, putting it in a work area, setting up the form. After the person has finished with the form, I go and get it ready to write. Okay. I take the information and write it up. Okay, so I'm taking the information that's on the form, so if it's been changed, basically. Now, in some places you will also see checking done, and that's a good thing. I just didn't do it because it was going to make it far more lengthy. But what you want to do when you're letting a user do things is you want to check it. And so a lot of things, instead of just taking and arbitrarily moving the things to the name and doing an update, would check and make sure that, for example, last year is a numeric figure, and check and make sure that this year is a numeric figure. And they might check and have a table of legitimate things that you can donate to. Okay, and so they might have check and make sure that this is a legitimate one, that we actually have that fund, the kids shelter fund or the whatever fund. They might check the person, they might check and make sure that if something is there, that somebody didn't just delete it. So there's a lot of checking that can go on, and that's why I think everybody hates writing updates, is that you have to check so tediously on the data when you're allowing users to put information in and make sure that the data is correct. So over here, where I'm just taking what they put and putting it in and then doing the update, you would not do that. You would put in if statements there and check up and make sure that they're doing the right things. And give them a message if they're not, and then they can go back in and fix it. So if somebody didn't put this in as numeric, you put up a message, and they can go back in and fix it. But it's an interactive situation, so they're just going to go back in and fix it. Okay, hopefully. And if they can't, then eventually they've got to hit the cancel to get out of there. Okay, so if they can't fix it, they've got to hit the cancel. If they have data such that they can't meet the criteria that you set up, whatever the criteria is you set up, then they've got to cancel and get out. So that goes through and does that kind of thing. Questions? This is one that you really should go over. I'm going to give you as an assignment this week, I want you to write an update. But you can choose how to do it. You can make it more interactive, you can do it more with an HTML page. You can choose how to do it, but you've got to update data.
And
okay.
It has to be all on one page?
No. It can be in HTML sending it in. I mean, I think that this is the better way of doing it, but you can choose how you want to do it. Yeah.
You have this as a sample, right? This code?
Yeah.
On the big page.
That's the one we just talked about. It's under there.
Yeah, I know at the time it was.
We'll have two homework assignments this week.
What was the other one?
Well, I'm just seeing under function group PHP.
The postage design? Should we calculate?
Yeah, you'll get two assignments. I give you two assignments, sure. But I actually... I thought I had it up there, but I guess I don't. Oh, okay, yes. The weight one that I actually gave you, yes, in class. I forgot that was up there. But yes, you're going to have to assign this. This one is really a fairly small assignment because I've written the programs. You're just going to go in and change it so that you're using just one page. Okay, because I have an HTML page out there now that goes in So you're going to have to make that change so that it's only one page. Okay, and then you're going to have to do an update. And in fact, if you want 2 weeks to do the update, that's fine. You can have 2 weeks on that, but that doesn't mean I won't give you another assignment next week. But you can have 2 weeks on the update if you want it, because that one is a more complicated program than most of the ones you've written. Okay. So what you've got to do, and we're going to look at an update next, so you're going to have a model of an update too. What you've got to do is update records, and how you choose to do it is your choice. What I have out there in the third Connect group is a bunch of programs that do add changes and deletes with the user entering data. And this one is more interactive as opposed to the data coming in on an HTML gather data kind of thing. This is more interactive where the user can actually see the data and go in and change it right in place. Okay, as opposed to entering the data that they want and then having something that brings it over. So I think this one is preferable, but it is your choice how you want to write it.
I think that's the beauty of programming, is that you get to choose how you want to tackle a particular problem.
Absolutely. You know, programming is, as I think I've mentioned, at one point they tried to break up the logic and the coding and say one person's going to do the logic and design the program and the other person is actually going to code it. And the one that was going to be doing the design made the big bucks. Because, you know, designing the logic and figuring out how you were going to approach it was a lot harder than actually implementing the code once you know a language. You know, you don't see that now because you're learning everything at once. But if you're out in the field and you're very familiar with the language, then implementing a design is a lot easier than doing the design of the program. That didn't work, so people don't do it. But, you know, at the time when they were experimenting with that, the logic ones were the ones that were making more money. Okay, the update. Again, I am just checking, and in this case, I'm checking state, and we'll see what state is. And I am checking, and what I'm looking for here is this the first time through? Okay, so I'm looking to see if it's the first time through. So let's bring this program up and run it so you can see it working. It's not what I wanted. It is 3, okay. Okay. So on this one, I've got this locked out. So they can't enter the data. So instead of having a separate page that had enter the drive ID, I have it on the same page. But I blocked out the data so they can't enter the data at this point. Okay, so there basically is just another way of, I want to collect the drive ID. I want to find out what drive it is. Because this is that drive table within donations. And so I need to have the drive number. So the first thing I do is I put in the drive number, and it's drive number 200. And I'm going to want to change. So I pick down here, add, change, delete. Okay? So I am picking what I'm going to want to do. I want to bring up drive 200 and I want to make changes to it. Or I want to add a drive or I want to delete a drive. Okay? So if I add a drive, that means the drive can't be there. So if I want to add a drive, I'm going to go, when they give me the drive number, and make sure that it's not there. If they want to change a drive, it's got to be there. And if they want to delete, it's got to be there. Okay? So if I click on 200 and then I put change in and I say submit, it comes up with the record. Okay, so that's the record. And I can now change this and make it 300 or 3000, sure. And then I ask to confirm that I want to go through with the change. Or again, I can cancel. So I hit confirm and I process. And it was updated. And to check, I can go back in and say I want to change again and have it come up, and it shows that the 3000 is there. So in fact, I changed it. And I should have taken a picture on the screen before. Come on. So process, and again, if I put the 200 in here, I should have taken pictures, so I'm gonna do it again. And then I say change. It brings up the record. There's the record. I can then make changes to the record and say that I want to confirm and hit process. It will change it. And if I want to check, I bring up the 200 again for a change and I can see that it made the change. Okay. Now, if I want to add a record, I can say I want to add 150. And it comes up and says 150 already exists. So I'm going to try 250. And I want to add that, and I submit, and it says, okay, add the record. So I'm going to add, and I'm putting whatever, whoever, 200, 200. And then I'm saying confirm and process, and it's coming back and telling me the record is added. Now, if I want to delete that record, but first I can check it. So there's a 250, and I click on change, and there's the record. Okay. So I can either confirm or cancel, doesn't matter. And now I'm going to put in 250, and I'm going to say I want to delete it. Okay, because I've already added it, now I'm going to delete it. I hit submit. It comes back, and this is a nice technique, that it comes back and shows the data, and I've got to confirm a delete. Okay, and this is a really good thing. I had a disaster on Wednesday where I lost a page. I was in the process of doing backup, and somehow in the process, and I have no idea what I did. I lost both the page and the backup in the process of doing the backup. So luckily it was for CIS 150, and luckily CIS 150, I told them I was gonna do exactly the same course that I'd done in the fall because it's online, and that meant that they could follow the audio in the smart board. So I just recreated the fall version, but anyway, confirming is a wonderful thing before you end up doing a delete, because it allows you to cancel if you really don't want to do the delete and confirm if you do. So 250 has now been deleted. And if I go in and enter 250 and come in and say I would like to change it, it comes back and says 250 does not exist. So I have deleted that record. Okay, so it does not exist. Now, one of the things that I might have done here, and I like this, but I didn't, is to have add, change, delete, and show. So show doesn't let you make any changes. But right now, when I want to confirm something, I'm going in and pretended I'm going to do a change, but I really don't do a change. And that shows things. So you might have a button called show that just brings up and lets you see the record. Okay? And that might be a nice addition to this program. The other thing is, as I said, you need to code in, and you don't have to do this for your assignment either, but you have to be aware of the fact that if you're doing this for real, you have to check all of the data and make sure that people didn't leave a field blank that they should have left blank. If there's a code that has to be A, B, or C, that somebody entered in the code of A, B, or C and not a different code, and just go through. And basically not let them actually do the thing until they've got everything fixed. And if they can't fix it, then they get to cancel out. So on this one, I am checking to make sure that there was an action, and the action is the add, change, and delete. I'm checking to make sure that there's an action, and I'm checking to make sure there's an ID. Okay? And if they're not, then I am going to go and do first page. First page being where I ask them to put in an ID. If there's an action but no drive number, I also give them a message that says no drive number was entered and go and do the first page. So again, if I'm writing this and I don't enter a drive number, but I say I want to do a change, it comes back and says no drive ID was entered, and that's where it gets that from. Okay, so if I try to say I want to do an add, change, or a delete, but I don't enter a drive number, it comes back and says no drive number was entered. Okay. And if I enter a drive number and I hit submit, it comes back and says no action was selected. And if I don't enter a drive number and I don't enter an action, it comes back and says no action was selected and no drive ID was entered. Okay? So that's up here where I get no action was selected, and then if I get a no here, I get and no drive ID was entered. And the way I did that is I put the first thing into message. And then down here I said take message, and if I need that second message, concatenate on the second message. So the message has something in it, and now I'm saying take message and concatenate on the second message. So I have two messages going on there. Okay, so this is where I am checking to make sure that I can't do anything unless they tell me the ID and whether they want to do an add, change, or delete. They got to tell me that, or I can't do anything for them. And so that's what I'm checking up here, is to make sure that they gave me a drive ID and that they gave me an action. Okay? Because again, I can't process unless they did. Okay. So that's what I'm doing there. And then if I've got first page, and first page is where they're responding to, so I just do first page again. And notice in first page, I have disabled all of the fields. So instead of having that separate page, which I did in the ad, on this one, I am having the disabled on that so they can't enter in the drive number or anything like that. Okay? So when the page comes up, all of these fields are disabled. Then I go up, and if there was a drive number and there was an action, okay, so I've eliminated everything up there. Else, there is a drive number, there is an action. I'm checking to see what the action is. Is it, and I'm doing a case thing, so I've got to switch the action. And if it's an add, if it's a change, if it's a delete. So I'm checking to see which it is. Is it an add? Is it a change? Is it a delete? Okay? Because, again, they were back at this form, and they gave me, hopefully, a drive number and an add, change, or delete. So if they gave me one of those, now I can process it. Okay, and say, okay, if it's a case of an add, if it's the case of a change, if it's the case of a delete. In all of these, I went and read the record. And again, this is an individual thing. Some people, when they do the ad, set up the ad and attempt to write it and let that attempt tell them the ad is illegal. I like doing the check ahead of time so that somebody doesn't enter the information for an ad and then find out, oops, that's illegal. They've had to do more work. But that's an approach that I've seen people take. Is that they set up the ad, attempt to write it, it doesn't work, and it comes back and tells them you can't, there's already a record. Okay, so in all of these, the ad, change, and delete is that in all of them, I attempted to read the record that matched the drive. Okay, so I attempted to read the record. In the case of an ad, if I'm successful, I'm telling it that it already exists, because that's an error. So I'm telling them that it already exists, and I'm going back to first page again so that they can enter a different drive number and make up. And you saw me do that. I entered the 150. It came back and says it already existed, so I went and did 250. And that one was okay, and it let me go ahead and do the ad. Okay. So if it's a duplicate, I tell you that it's a duplicate, and I go to first page again to get another drive number and another action. Okay. If it's not, I go, if it's not there, so it's okay to do the ad, I'm going to something called data page. Now, in here, and I debated taking it out, I changed my mind kind of when I was doing it. And I ended up not using that one, but using this. And this was the code for man. At first, I think that's what I did. Now I've got to look and make sure I remember, but I'm pretty sure, yeah, it's the one. Okay, so I really didn't need that. But I kind of left it in there because that would have been a way of doing it too. Sending the word add, this is a header, so that doesn't matter. Or sending a one for an add. Okay, and you'll see as we go down that I'm sending over here, you can't see it, but there's a two. And on the delete, you can't see it, but there's a three. So I'm sending one, two, or three. Here, the change with the word and was change. And so I didn't really need that anymore, but I didn't take it out. So I'm now calling data page and saying it's an ad. Okay, and notice what I'm sending to that is I'm sending emptiness because this is an ad. So I'm sending the drive number, I'm sending the code that I need, but I'm not sending any data because it's an ad, and the data page will go through with the ad. When I come down to a change, and there's the whole change, I do the same thing. I select, but this time I want to find it. Okay, so greater than zero means I take the data, put it into the work areas, and send all the work areas over along with the codes. Because a change, I want to have the data, and I want it to be there. So the difference between them is up here, if the result is greater than zero, I say it already exists, and I, on the else, go to the data page. Here, if I find it, I go to the data page. If not, I say it doesn't exist, and I go to first page again. Remember, first page is where I ask for the drive, and you want to do add, change, or delete. Okay. If it's a delete, again, I want them to be a match. I'm going to show the whole record, so I'm sending the data over, and I'm going to data page and displaying it. Okay. So I am going to data page and acting on what I find at data page. And those three are very similar. The change and the delete basically are the same. Okay. The only thing that I'm doing is sending a different code, but the change and the delete are basically the same. And if I don't get what I want, I go to first page. Okay. So if I find a duplicate with an ad, I go to first page. If I don't find the change, I go to first page. If I don't find the drive to delete, I go to first page. Because first page is where I collect drive ACD, or add, change, delete. So then I go down to data page. And data page puts the stuff up on the form. Okay, so data page takes and puts the stuff on the form. With the ad, remember I said spaces. So drive chair was space, drive name was space, last year was space, this year was space. The ad I sent over spaces. And so it comes up with spaces in those fields. This canceled that over here, should be on the line below, but anyway, there it is. Then I have my confirm button and my cancel button. Okay. And current action was actually that number, that word that I said I didn't need, and I ended up not checking. State was what I did need. Okay, and you can see it here. Current action is the one I ended up not using. This is the header. This is the 1, 2, or 3 that told me whether it was an add, change, or delete, and it was the state. So I then put the stuff up on the data page, puts the stuff up, and it keeps track of all of that information. The ID, the current action, which as I said I didn't need, and I probably should have gone and taken it out, but I was kind of wishy-washy about which one I wanted. And either one would work. The current action and state basically are two ways of giving the same information. This says add, that says one. This says change, that says two. This says change, that I mean delete, that says three. It's just two ways of giving it the same information. Okay. So now it reloads the form. And now it is going to come in at this point. Okay, because it's not a case zero, something has been chosen. The one, two, or three has been chosen. Okay, so when I first do that, the one, two, or three has been chosen. So if it's a case one, it's an add. Okay, that's the state. If it's a case one, it's an add. Okay. Case zero, that's what I want. Okay, the state, if the state is zero, that means I'm getting everything ready. When the case comes in that state is one, that means I'm doing a insert. So I come here, I take the information like I did in the last program that they posted, I move it over there, and then I do the insert command. Okay. So I go ahead and I do the insert command. On number two, I move the data over and I do the update command. And on number three, I move the data over and I do the delete command. So that's actually where I end up deleting the data, okay, or changing the data, or adding the data. Change is update, okay? People usually refer to it as add, change, and delete. You use the update verb here when you're doing a change. And I actually much prefer change than update, but the update is the command that's used lots of times. But update tends to be more the big picture of I'm updating by adding, I'm updating by changing, I'm updating by deleting. So the word update as a change kind of is I'm updating by updating, whatever. So I'm not fond of the word update, but that's a change. Okay, so this has a multi-step. Now I think, in all honesty, that when you do the update, the thing that I would suggest you doing, unless you want to play, is coming up with something where you do the update and kind of trying to follow this model, because I think you'll actually learn a lot of different things if you follow this model. But you're more than welcome to come up with your own model. It's your choice. But at least go through this and really try to figure out what's going on. Because it certainly is the most complicated thing you've seen. And as I said, I really tried to put the curly braces over here. So there's my curly brace that I would have put right over there. And as I said, my curly brace that goes with that curly brace, and I tried very hard to do it, and as I said, I spent about an hour tracking down a curly brace that wasn't right and saying if I'd done it my way, then I would not be sitting here. So anyway, questions? If you look at how it's running, okay, this kind of shows you when you start out. If I start out fresh, okay, this kind of shows you really the order that I have to go through. The first thing I have to do is I go to first page, and at first page, I give it an ID number, and I tell it what I want to do. So that's what I start out with, is I give them an ID number, and I tell them what action I want to take, okay? Then the next step is, when I hit submit, okay, I end up with the data up here. Okay, so it checked and made sure that it was a valid ID. It made sure that I wanted to do a change. And then it put up this page and told me it was a change, and I can either confirm or cancel. Okay? And if you look at the code, it's in data page that it puts that up. Data page takes and moves all the information to the form and puts up the two buttons. One is confirm and one is cancel. And puts up those two choices. And then it remembers the choices and goes back. And then there were two things that I needed to do up here, and I split them up because it just seemed like a good way of doing it. When I knew I wanted to do an add, then I knew I had to go and retrieve the record. Okay, so I went, and in this routine, whether it's an add, change, or delete, I retrieved the record, and then sent the information that I needed to load the page down to data page. Data page is where I loaded it. So I have this step, which retrieves the data and puts it up there. Okay, so that's putting it up there. Then the next step is, once it's up there, these case one, case two, and case three happen when I tell it to go ahead and process. I tell it to confirm, okay? Post equals confirm. So if it confirms, then it moves the data out and does the insert. It takes the data that might have been changed, or in the case this is an add, the data that the user entered in, puts it into the work areas, and then does the insert, okay, using the work areas. And so, just a sec. So if I'm doing a change down here, because that shows it better, if I'm doing a change, I take, and I may not have changed the chair, but I still move the chair over. And then I do the update and write it out, yeah.
So would absolutely all websites use MySQL and PHP to permanently store information?
No, there's a bunch of languages.
Oh, right.
Okay, we happen to teach MySQL and PHP. PHP is consistently in the top 10. Python is another one. A lot of colleges started using Python because they thought it was easy, and then some companies picked it up.
Yeah, my friend uses Python in his professional
program. Right, and so Python is out there. It's very similar to PHP. I've taken courses in both of them. If you know PHP, you can learn Python fairly easily. There's one that's called Ruby, but there's a bunch of different languages you can use. I mean, unfortunately, we can't stay and just pick a language. That doesn't work. Companies pick a language and that's the language they use. But PHP is one of the top ones. So if you know PHP, you can probably modify yourself into any other language. We teach a little Perl, too. Perl is one of the original ones. I always tell people the story of Perl. When I was learning Perl, I came to a segment of Perl, and Perl is a techie language. It was written by machine language techies for themselves. And I came to this paragraph, and I started trying to decipher it. And in a couple of hours, I had deciphered maybe two lines. And and I said, you know, I don't really care what this says anymore. You know, because it's written in a very, Perl is a very shorthand, minimum amount of characters. You have to know the code for this and the code for that, and it's, you know. But it's still around and is still widely used, so we teach a little of that. Okay, I don't have anything else I want to add today because I really think that these two programs is saturation level. So if you have any questions on these two programs, I would really, even if you decide to do your own thing in an update, I'd be real sure that you go through this and are comfortable with it. Because it's, and, you know, you should be comfortable with being able to read this code and figure out what's happening. Okay. I've given you, you know, kind of the overview, but you should go through it and make sure you really understand it. Play computer, you know, try to do an ad and see where it goes and follow it through as you're doing an ad. Follow it through as you do a change. Follow it through as you do a delete. Okay, I'm done, yeah.
Actually, I'm not clear as to what you mean.